From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, reflections on what it means to be a black girl and an original poem. But first, Pittsburgh area middle and high school students, Marley, Bella, Angel, and Brianna, discuss variations in dress codes at their respective schools.
This is something that I struggle with a lot, especially being a little thicker, especially in my school's dress code. Certain things, if I wear them, I'll get dress coded, but if I see somebody else, maybe smaller, like taller than me, then they won't get dress coded, and it's like,
I don't know the word for it, but like, I guess stereotype or stigma. yeah, against specifically girls, like girls in general at mm-hmm. schools, like
discrimination.
A lot of girls
that was
are
the right word.
So in fifth grade, I accidentally wore flip flops to school one day. This is the first day I ever wore flip flops to school. And my teacher says, you can't wear those. Go down the office and get new shoes. I'm just going to point out that almost every boy in my class that same day was wearing slides. They did our gym class where we run around.
I don't understand the point of not allowing flip-flops.
Yeah,
like, they're open-toed shoes, but like people are wearing slides with socks or without socks.
And flip-flops are the same exact thing. We're allowed flip-flops in middle school.
Yes. Yeah. We were allowed them in high school and middle school, but like in elementary, it's a very strict thing. Like, you're not allowed to wear them.
I was thinking because probably we had recess.
Yeah, recess, like we were outside on the concrete, but like in high schools, like if they still do that, I don't know if they do.
It's just ridiculous.
It's like, are those flip-flops that I see? Go get your sneakers from the gym.
It's just like if they see like shoulders. Like,
yeah.
They like, think that the boys
are. Yeah, what's so triggering about a shoulder?
Exactly.
Like, what's so triggering about a spaghetti strap?
Whenever people like either look at something that I'm wearing and then they have an opinion on it, or just the way that they look at me, it makes me feel uncomfortable. Nowadays, I feel like with the stereotypes, like, if you wear a certain type of clothing, people are going to think you act a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Or if you wear a certain type of clothing, like, people are going to think that you do this.
There's, like, stereotypes for, like, certain styles of clothing and what you wear.
If you wear dresses to school all the time, people are going to think you're always preppy or, like,
girly and, like, feminine.
Yes. Like, or if you wear short shorts and, like, tight clothes, they're going to think that you're fast. Or if you wear baggy clothes, they might think that you're dirty, like...
And that's something that just comes naturally to, like, humans in general. Like, when you see someone wearing something that's super, like, trashy, kind of, you think, like, I don't want to be friends with that person.
They don't seem like a very, like, sophisticated person.
Yeah, you'll get judged, like, real quick on what you're wearing. And it's sad.
It shouldn't have come to this. Like I said, they are clothes.
Yeah, because one day, like, I went to school and I was wearing something and this guy was like, your stomach's out. And I'm like... okay, like, I felt confident, but then, like, I had an extra jacket.
Having that pointed out to you.
Yeah, and like, I had an extra jacket, and I put it on, because I was like, what if a teacher says that or something?
Yeah. I remember, I think it was about last year, I wore, like, a sleeveless shirt that was, like, a cutoff, and I got yelled at to put on a jacket because I was showing my shoulders.
But the boys...
And the whole day, I'd felt comfortable in that shirt, and then, like, having that pointed out made me feel very self-conscious.
Yeah, and the boys, they'll wear muscle shirts.
They can see through muscle shirts.
Yeah, boys can wear whatever they want, and that's, like, that's
but
the
if
problem.
But if it comes down to a girl... the whole entire subject changed.
For me, like, dealing with it, I feel like staying strong in, like, my beliefs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody says something to me, like, I could talk to God about it and it makes me feel better. Like, that's not the case for everyone, but it makes me feel better.
Girls get so heavily judged based on what they're wearing. And I don't even know where this started.
It's sickening.
Yeah,
just
it is.
Somebody has to comment on it.
I mean, women are just over-sexualized, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yes. I think they just see us as an object. Yeah, that's what
men
I
have
think.
Been taught that. Like,
I see them as they need help.
Yeah, because they'll look at us like we're an object and that they can get anything out of us. Yeah. No matter what who we are, who we talk about, no matter what, they can get to us.
Men have just, like, over a long period of time, men have just been, like, raised that way. Like, they're taught that women are, like, I guess, objects, as she said.
That it's easy to get a girl if you, like, say that, like, I like you, I love you, and stuff like that.
I mean, to be honest,
there's nothing you can really do. You just be yourself.
Yeah,
and if people keep saying something, just be confident. Don't let it get to you. Yeah. That's what I learned.
It's like that self-confidence and, like, knowing, like, it doesn't matter what people think about you. It's learning to get to that point, I guess, is the only thing you can do.
I just think it's sickening.
Mm-hmm. I'm dressing the way I dress and acting the way I act.
Like, if I want to dress comfortable, I'll dress like a bum. I don't care what you think.
I either, like, put, like, a ton of effort into my outfits or I don't care. It all just depends on me and I don't care what other people think when they see me.
And I'll get ready. Like, if I don't care, I'll get ready in 10 minutes.
I can put an hour and a half into, like, my outfits and, like, what I look like before I go somewhere, or I could put in, like, 10 minutes. It all depends on what I'm feeling and I don't care what people think.
If I'm not going to school and I'm going to some other event or anything, I'll make sure I look nice. Yeah. But if it's school, like, you see me every day. It shouldn't matter what I wear.
I'm going to wear what I think is cute and what's comfortable.
Yeah.
If you want to judge me wearing your off-the-shoulder shirt and short shorts, then you can, but stay away.
Clothes in general, like, isn't something you should judge somebody off of. It's not necessary. You should be judging somebody off of their personality and what you know about them. You shouldn't just be making assumptions.
That's a problem in our school.
Yeah, that is a big problem in our school.
Now, girls from Pittsburgh Westinghouse share their responses to a prompt about racial identity.
Hi, my name is Tara Shea. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a part of the girls group at Westinghouse High School. Black girls are beautiful because we are strong. We love to express our own opinion. We need to work together. We hope to be more powerful.
Hi, my name is Amira J. I'm a 9th grade student at Pittsburgh Westinghouse. Black girls are perfect in every which way because through any problem, any conflict, and any situation, we always overcome. We love to have confidence and give advice. We need time and patience. We're trying. Don't get mad. We hope that we will all be equal someday.
Hi, my name is Janae. I'm 15, and I'm part of the girls group at Westinghouse High School. Black girls are insecure because people like to talk about them. We love to believe what people say about us. We need to have more self-love and confidence. We hope people can accept us for who we are.
Hi, my name is Shantae, and I'm a student at Westinghouse High School. To me, black girls are independent because we don't need anyone to be successful. We love to work and help people. We need to communicate more and become one. We hope one day to rule the world.
Hi, my name is Kiaja. I'm in 9th grade, and I'm part of the girls group at Westinghouse High School. Black girls are beautiful because we're all unique. We love to have fun. We need to be more confident. We hope to stand up for ourselves.
On our last segment, Akiva from Community Day School with an original poem called Love Thy Neighbor, recorded live at Higher Achievement's Love Out Loud poetry event held at the Jerron X. Grayson Center in the Hill District in spring 2019.
A bond created by love is incredible. When a community faces adversity, the bond is unbreakable. In the emotion we feel from it, we feel anger, hate, sadness, pain, friendship, and love. Our time is limited, so we must love thy neighbor. Love is what compels us to help our brother or sister in a time of need. We feel love most of all. Love is the base of emotion. Love through hardship, love through adversity, love through pain, through the rough, through the smooth. That is the time we truly learn the importance of loving thy neighbor. Love drawn from within hate causes us to build bridges, not barriers. Without barriers, we open our arms. Through this, all of the emotions of our brothers and sisters crash down on us. Compassion, anger, pain, friendship, and love. Nowadays, we are not sure how many more days we have left to live. We must use what we have now to love thy neighbor.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.